BBC, Holby City, starring Rosie Marcel as Jack, Guy Henry as Hanson, Edward McLeam as Greg, and Harry Dillon as Michael. Going It Alone, written by Rebecca Wojciechowski. Previously.
I walk out of here now. It'll be the biggest mistake you ever make.
They are going to keep one senior cardiothoracic surgeon. Keep your mouth shut. Be your name on the door.
We will take only elective patients onto Darwin. All other patients must be referred to St. James's.
Don't laugh at me.
I pity you.
Sister Williams says you were fighting.
She was mistaken.
So what happened to your face?
I tripped.
I've got to apologize to Malik.
I think maybe we should leave him some space. Give him time to calm down.
Daytime. The Darwin ward is a hive of activity, and a red telephone at the nurse's station rings out until Sahira answers it.
Cardiac trauma. Right. Let's go.
The hands on a clock tick away towards 9 a.m. Sahira and Mary Claire run to the Darwin Theatre, where equipment is being prepped and a plastic sheet is laid out over the floor.
Cardiac arrest, 3 minutes.
Rushing to the lobby, Sahira and her team stand waiting by the lifts. As they watch the numbers climbing on the digital sign, Jack strolls over, coffee in hand.
Where's Miss Naylor?
Morning.
Cardiac arrest, no output for 2 minutes, bag and compress.
With a bored expression, Jack hands her coffee to a nurse, then starts treating the patient.
Okay, keep bagging.
Giving chest compressions.
No output. Check his rhythm. That's a shockable rhythm. Charge in to 150 clear.
Can you hear me in the back?
Clear. Patient stabilised. Right. Thank you, team. Any feedback? Miss Naylor, happy?
Can't feel nether regions. Light's so bright.
Shut up, Michael.
Don't pretend you didn't try to grab the goods, girl. I caught you. Don't worry, it's our little secret. Thank you for the cabaret, Mr. Spence.
Always a pleasure.
Indeed. Well, the system's now in place. Let's make it work for the real patients, please. I declare the Holby Cardiac Trauma Facility trial open.
Thank you, team. That was great, but it was just a taster. Things are going to get a lot more hectic, so we need to focus.
Yes, all is well. Excuse me.
Miss Naylor, do you have a sec? Right, the phone's been installed. I've checked the line and our first patient, well, real patient, should be arriving any minute soon. Oh, my gosh. No, it's cool. It's cool.
Are you nervous?
No, we're on it. Look, it's great to have you on board. If we can make this work, it would just...
Yes, well, I am on board.
And can you ask the guys to keep this gangway clear? It's just there was this monster triffid that I had to move and it was...
Right.
Thank you. Right.
Michael's about to step into the consultant's office.
Oh, what the hell?
In her office, Jack finds a pink cupcake on her desk with a note from Sahira reading, "Thanks for all your help, hun." She picks it up and drops it in the bin. When Michael appears...
Have you seen my Oriental Lily?
Oh, she's outlawed it. Gangway hazard.
What is she, the sheriff of my ward now?
Why could she not have just asked Hanson for a pony? Explain yourself, your ward.
Turn of phrase. Anyway, good luck to her.
Yeah, well, maybe Sahira's vanity project will be such a huge success, you'll end up sharing your ward.
Whoa, steady on. Seriously, though, just make sure she doesn't humiliate herself today.
I'm the nominal consultant on her cardiac trauma facility, not her mother.
Hanson has cancelled all of your electives today so that you can man the bat phone. Have fun. And find my Lily.
At the nurse's station...
I hope you don't mind your routine list being cancelled, what with it being our first day at cardiac trauma.
It's fine.
Sahira rushes to answer the red telephone.
Cardiac trauma.
Help! Me guts are on fire!
This line is to be kept clear at all times. Do you understand?
Cash call HDU.
Sahira, your post has fallen again.
Sunil helps Sahira.
Allow me.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Sunil shares a glance with Jack.
Obviously, once we get our rhythm going, you know.
Honestly, it's fine.
27, 28, 29, 30, bag. Come on. We'll get there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Did I say I wanted pedals? 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Pedals.
I don't need them. 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, bag. Let's do it!
Well,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
It's Malik. You need to shock him.
You think sending an electrical charge for an old man's body is a small thing?
All right, you're the doctor.
It's 200 joules and aspirin to you. 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, back.
Okay, you're gonna kill him.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There it is! Now that's what I'm talking about.
Chrissy looks at Malik disapprovingly.
All right, let's get him tied to you.
In the AAU...
Thank you very much.
Sasha grabs a pen to sign a document for a nurse.
Great, cheers.
He looks sadly at the pink novelty pen, which has Penny inscribed on it.
Miss Levy? The new F1, Shirley Hoffman. Kaufman.
Shirley, Dr. Levy, welcome to the team.
Pleasure to be here. I've been following your department's transition into a surgical emergency ward for some years. Saw a similar unit in Warsaw.
Really?
Spent my summer there working on my dissertation into comparative EU emergency medical systems. Have you read the Hansung report?
The Hansung? No.
There's some observations the report made and some of my own you may find interesting.
Dr. Levy, I'm Lulu, your new F1.
Sasha looks confused.
Hello there.
It's wonderful to meet you. Is there somewhere I can hang my pashmina?
I was told there was only one vacancy, and I've got that job.
Are you sure you're meant to be on AAU?
Yes, I am.
Well, I was definitely told to start here today.
Mr. Levy?
Could you check on Mrs. Talbot for me, please?
Sure. What time drinks?
8 o'clock. Albie's.
Excellent.
An awkward look between Dan and Malik.
Yes, Mr. Malik. What can I do for you?
He glances at a nurse.
Time management. I need your nurses to coordinate radiology lists a lot quicker. If I can juggle 6 things at once, so can they.
Thank you. I'll pass on your comments.
Malik kicks himself. Then his eye catches the theatre rotor board.
You're kidding me. What the... Is that? Hey, why isn't my name on any theatre list today?
Sahira picks up the red phone.
Working okay?
Perfect.
Oh, good. My 82-year-old aortic aneurysm didn't die.
Oh, I meant to say, I love your hair. Very Marian faithful.
Nice shoes. Black ones.
Oh, hey, should I grab a maxi pad and join in the girly fun? Guess not.
I need to check on the progress of my patient. Everything's under control, right?
Mind your backs. Coming through.
VP 90 over 50. Pulse weak and thready. Sats 95.
Right, let's go to the theatre straight away, please.
Morag Morgan. Impaled whilst out on shout.
What's the palm?
That ain't cool.
Mr. Hanson, I've virtually completed my ward rounds. I've also completed a pneumothorax audit and...
And what?
Why don't I have any theatre ops today?
I imagine because you are not scheduled to be in theatre.
Is this because of that thing with Mr. Hamilton?
There's no evidence of wrongdoing.
So you keeping me out of theatre is your way of punishing me anyway?
Are you implying that in lieu of evidence I've taken it upon myself to punish you informally?
Feels like it.
Feels like it. The purpose of punishment is to inflict a clear detriment on the wrongdoer, is it not? Your uncertainty as to whether or not I am punishing you is a near-perfect guarantee of your non-punishment.
You don't have anyone like me here.
A statistic I'm satisfied with.
I'm an exceptional surgeon. This... This is my life, and you know it.
This afternoon, I shall be performing a laparoscopic abdominal aortic aneurysm repair using the Howard technique.
Using a 6mm Dacron graft, I've been studying the advanced technique.
Several eminent colleagues from the Aneurysm Research Foundation at Charing Cross will be in attendance.
Professor Bhattacharya and Professor Rubens, and I'd
give my back teeth to observe the procedure.
In which case, I shall see you in theatre, 11:30. Make sure you finish your ward rounds first.
Thank you.
Morag's got a metal pole through her chest.
No output for 4 minutes. Defibrillate.
I stemmed the bleed as best I could. There's a gas explosion at an industrial estate. Paramedic number's 1317. Is there anything I can do?
Charge into 150. Clear. No output. Charge into 150. Clear.
5 over 10.
She's my work colleague. We were on the shout together. The roof collapsed.
No, Elton, why didn't you call ahead?
Is there a plan for systemic failures?
Charge into 150.
We had a backup team. They cut her out.
Intubation on standby. Clear. A second para team cut her out.
I froze.
Let's concentrate on the job in hand, shall we?
No output. Charge into 150.
Morag's colleague faints.
Brilliant. That's just brilliant.
The thing is, I was led to believe the job had already been offered to Shirley Hoffman.
Well, it had. Circumstances have changed.
So Shirley doesn't have the job?
No, but she made it through to the final round of selection.
But they had offered her the job.
But circumstances have...
changed.
Quite. So now it's your responsibility to select one of the two candidates to replace Dr. Valentine.
My responsibility?
Mm-hmm.
What do I do?
Select one.
Can I pick Shirley?
You may.
And for my second wish, a huge bowl of chock-a-walk of fudging ice cream.
Between you and me, Lucinda is Sir Fraser Anderson's daughter.
I was never a fan of the old boys' club. Shirley had already won that job fair and square, hadn't she? But connections trump talent, it seems.
Well, it's entirely within your power to offer the job to Miss Hoffman rather than Sir Fraser's daughter.
Sorry, you mean Lulu?
Yes. Lulu.
I shall oversee a trial, and my decision will be based on merit alone.
As is your wont.
Sasha leaves, and Hansen smiles to himself. Malik storms through the Keller ward.
Case reports. File. As quick as you can, please. I need to be in theatre shortly. Yep, they're mine, thank you. Hey! 3 a day at regular intervals. Any problems? Contact your GP. You're free to go. 4 down. William Franks. Mr. Malik. Laceration to the upper arm. Ooh, sterile procedure required. 20 minutes in the treatment room with me and you'll be free to go. Any questions?
May I have a leaf of nice paper, please?
A leaf of nice paper for Mr. Franks. Is the treatment room free?
No, it's occupied.
Let me know when it is. My laceration patient's next.
We have a rotor.
Look, I hit your boyfriend. You don't like me, I'm gutted, but we've got a word together.
Yes, you did hit my boyfriend. But apparently he was acting like an idiot and deserved it. Now, I'm not happy about this situation, but I can move on if you can.
No output. Can somebody chase up the patient's notes? Again, charging at 150, clear. Come on!
No output. Again.
Charge into 150. Look, they didn't call ahead. I don't have any notes. Clear.
This is emergency medicine. You can't rely on the notes.
Well, I can't perform miracles if I don't have the prep time.
You asked for this facility. Deal with it.
Have these surgical scars checked by your GP in a week or before if they start causing you discomfort. Nurse, Mrs. Dubeck, for reception. Take care, Mrs. Dubeck.
William is gazing amorously at a female patient.
Right, let's get your arm sorted.
I don't like this bed.
You're going into another room for your stitches anyway.
And then I'll be sent back here. The ventilation's poor. It's affecting my polyposis. I want that bed. There.
That, just there. Look, you're the last patient on my list, so why don't you think of it as some kind of adventure?
My polyposis. I can hardly breathe. The nurses, they keep coughing loudly into my ear.
All right. I'll think about getting you a new recovery bed once you had your laceration stitched, yeah?
I'm not going anywhere until I can breathe properly.
Nurse, treatment room, please.
Yes, it is.
William stares at the free bed next to the female patient, Amy.
Charge into 100, clear.
150.
Sorry, 150, clear.
No output. And can you tie your hair back? We're in resus with a patient, not backstage with the quo.
OK, again, at 1:50, clear. No output. My first patient is not going to die, no way.
Well?
200. Charging to 200, clear. We've got a rhythm.
Well done. Now what are we going to do about that?
You OK? You feeling better?
No, Sahira, not that. That.
The pole in Morag's chest. In the AAU...
Dr. X Factor. What do you think you're Louis Walsh now?
First selection, we test them. The most deserving gets the job.
Oh, does that mean we get coffee shop runs all day? That's brilliant.
No, no, I need you to be my independent witness. May have to prove my findings.
Oh, because you're not taking this all a bit too seriously at all, are you?
Too many doctors get their jobs through the back door. Not today.
Yeah, nurses too. The things I had to do to Hanson.
Oh, come on. What's bothered you?
It's Lulu. She's Sir Fraser's daughter. And this job is Shirley's.
Wow. What happened, Sasha? Did all the thick posh boys copy your homework at med school?
Why do we need a trial? I was given the post by the dean.
Once again, I'm very sorry about the mix-up. But look, just do your best and everything will be okay, okay?
The bullish, bespectacled Shirley looks coldly at the tall, attractive Lulu.
How much longer are you going to be?
I'm in the middle of a ruptured Achilles tendon.
Oh, sore foot? Yeah, that sounds really complex.
I'm sorry. I'm with a patient. I have to get back to him. I'll let you know when I've finished.
An impatient Malik wheels a suturing trolley to William's bedside.
So, enjoying his new bed?
What is this?
We'll do the sutures here. So if you'd like to take your arm out of your gown so I can get better access to the cut.
What? What is this, GHG?
Oh, come on, give me a break here. I can't fix your arm unless I get access to it.
Impudence. I forbid. No.
Okay. Okay. We won't do the sutures on the ward.
So there may be damage to the aorta. Now we can proceed immediately with removing the pole, or we can do a portable chest x-ray to determine the exact position.
This is your trial. I'll support whatever decision you make.
Right.
She is losing a lot of blood.
Yes, I do know that. Just give me a second.
If this is a decision you feel uncomfortable making, then I can always take over from here. It's up to you.
Jack and Sahira lock eyes.
Right, first things first. Let's deal with this.
In the AAU...
Right. Now, my colleague, Nurse McKee, will be an impartial observer to the process.
Drinking aloud on the ward.
No points for nitpicking, I'm afraid. Right, ward rounds. Just think of today as a practical interview.
Dean, we've never needed to interview students before. How odd. I wonder what the mix-up was.
I wonder too.
Yeah, I wonder too.
You bet your life I wonder more.
Can we concentrate, please? Right, patient number one.
Eddie has a word with Sasha.
You know, Princess is going to start to think that you fancy her if you keep being mean. And what was the phrase to say about that? His beloved daughter discriminated against by a sex mad predator.
I just want a fair contest.
What do you mean to both of them then?
I'm not being mean. Just have a natural rapport with Shirley.
Don't lie. Her own reflection doesn't have a rapport with her.
Hypertensive, 90 over 70 and falling.
Hypervolemia,
90 over 60.
Are there signs of internal bleeding?
No evidence. 80 over 60, still falling.
Right, okay, so the ECG rules out heart failure, atrial fibrillation.
She's convulsing.
Oh, come on, come on. Think, think.
Your call, Sahira.
They fainted in recess.
Sure did. And the charming Miss Naylor kicked you out of theater.
Oh, I need to get back out on the show.
No, you're not allowed to work with an injured. You feeling a little dizzy? All right, here. Let me have some of your packed lunch. So, how does someone who is afraid of blood become a paramedic anyway?
You're needed. Come with me.
What's that? A letter of complaint?
Don't.
All right.
I can smell oatmeal. Everywhere I turn, it's hurting the polyposis in my nose.
Okay, calm down, yeah?
You calm down. Hopping around me.
Right, we're on. I'm going to get you a wheelchair.
I'm not going anywhere.
What do you mean you're not going anywhere?
I said my neck's really sore. Listen.
No, you listen to me, mate. I've really got to get you...
My name is William. W-I-L-L-I-A-M. William P. Franks.
William P. Franks? I've really, really got to get you treated quickly, OK?
I'll go to the treatment room if you pass my letter on. To that lady.
OK. May I?
Is it a good letter?
Yeah. It's brilliant.
Clutching the letter, Malik heads over to Amy. She looks up at him with a smile, and he stands around awkwardly before looking through her file.
Amy. Comfortable?
I'm fine.
Any problems? Give me a shout, yeah?
Malik pockets the letter.
Cheers.
He's made it look to William as if he gave it to her. Malik walks up to Chrissy.
Hey, I need Syke to take a look at Mr. Franks. No excuses, and I need him here before my 11:30 theatre. Please, Chrissy.
Okay, as long as I can use the treatment room next.
Chrissy leaves, and with a sigh, Malik places William's letter on the desk before heading off. Dan notices it.
What meds did you prescribe at the scene?
Adrenaline.
Paramedics are going to get back to us about the pickup. They're up to their ears right now.
How much adrenaline?
Were any other drugs? Warfarin? Morphine? Anything else?
I don't think so.
Well, think harder. Does she have any allergies?
I don't know. I'm trying. The other team took over. I don't know their names. Can I sit down, please?
Oh, here we go. Someone get her a chair. How on earth did you make it through basic training? Try the paras again.
Seeing needle marks on Morag's arm.
Hypoglycemic?
Let's do a blood sugar test.
Best piece of advice I ever got. Look after the nurses, and the nurses will look after you.
Right.
Because the thing is, if the nurses think you're not respecting them, they can make life very, very difficult. Do you understand?
Okay.
It's all about teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
Being friendly.
Shirley walks off with a smile.
Test confirms. 50% glucose IV. Yep, I'm all right.
Morag's colleague Jules watches anxiously as Jack and Sahira inject Morag with insulin.
Patient stabilised.
I need to get back to the shout.
Look, you've signed off. Please stay here. Right now, you're the only one who has a clue about the patient. You're more use here.
There's still the matter of the pole sticking out of her chest.
Yes, I know.
OK, so do we wait for chest x-ray or surgery? Your team need an answer.
Why are you being like this?
Like what?
You're the consultant. You're meant to be advising me.
I was under the impression that this is your project.
I want a chest x-ray. We need to establish any potential damage to the aorta before any surgery.
Watch your back! Watch your back!
Priority, we need some help here.
Sasha displays some x-rays.
Any ideas?
Liver abnormality. Possibly a tumour?
Correct.
Are we just shouting out then?
Yeah, maybe they should take turns answering.
That's how real medicine works, isn't it? Everyone's sitting around waiting their turn.
Yes, I believe it is.
That's enough, thank you.
What have I said?
Well, that's it. Give the big sad eyes, princess.
Let's not get personal, girls.
Girl? Interview or not, I'm a doctor and you'll address me as such, thank you.
I'm trying to help you out here.
Lulu's stunned.
I didn't mean...
Excuse me.
Lulu.
My love. Queen of all my heart.
Amy throws William a strange look. The treatment room becomes available.
Yes!
Malik sprints over to William.
Okay, chop chop. Deal's a deal. Come on. Time waits for no man.
I don't think so.
Beat them, Mr. Malik! Swift like the wind! Beep, beep! You loved it too, admit.
Hair soft, unrepugnant in every way. What is this?
Hey, It's private.
William's letter.
William!
I want St. James's coordinator on the phone. What were they thinking? We don't have the capacity.
Can I help?
You should have been prepared for a communications glitch.
No. Just stay with the pole patient. Don't touch the pole and don't let her bleed out.
You are going to have to do something about this, Sahira.
Do you even want this child to succeed?
1 in 5 nurses have been cut. And Hansen has handed you a 50 grand project after you insisted you could lead it. So lead it. Or go.
Right. The pole patient takes precedence. Jack, yours too. Porters, please, Darwin.
Alex.
Miss Naylor?
I'm on it.
What's the problem, please?
Tension pneumothorax, his lungs collapsed, I'm losing him.
You're gonna have to aspirate the right.
Yes, I am aware I have to aspirate the right.
Right, someone get me a doctor, any doctor, I don't care.
Would you like me to help?
No, you stay there.
BP is through the floor.
Go on then.
Shall I suture?
Just keep your finger on the bleed!
Shouldn't have left a private letter lying around.
It's okay.
You don't have to like me. We don't have to speak. But you do need your arm seen too.
It's okay.
As Malik walks over to Hansen, a sulking William spots Amy being wheeled away. He goes after her.
Mr. Hansen.
Mr. Malik, our theatre date has been brought forward, 11 o'clock. Problem?
No, I'm just about to take my final patient, Mr. Franks, into suturing now. We had a bit of a backlog in the treatment room, you know?
Yes. Tell me, how do you intend suturing an imaginary patient?
Hansen directs Malik's gaze to William's empty bed.
28 empty tube.
I'll be 2 seconds, Jules.
Okay, feeling in the tube.
Mine's bleeding out, I can't stop it.
Well, just patch it, yeah? Hurry.
I can't get this into position, no air's draining.
Apply in the Tajacil patch.
Cardiac output's going down because of tension.
Passing the patch over my finger and over the rupture zone.
That gases are better.
Saturation's going up, pressure's going up, 80 over 40.
It won't hold!
What's the matter with you? God, you know, you're not fit to treat. Just sit down. Nancy, I ordered those chest x-rays 5 minutes ago. Why aren't they in front of me?
Where are we going to put them now?
Malik's searching around frantically for William.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Boucher. We'll see you in a week.
All right, then, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, blood, and more blood. Let's get this cleaned up. It's not a good look.
Oh, whoa. Take the monsters back to the lab.
They're cardiac patients now. They need to go somewhere.
The ward is full, right?
Yeah.
HDU is...
No way. That is not part of your trial's territory.
It's not plastics either. Why do you care?
You're going to squeeze 2 patients in there.
Oh, shall I chuck the other in a skip?
Hey, I have plastics patients arriving. No one wants a 5 grand boob job in the middle of a CSI scene.
Has anyone got anything useful to say today? Anyone? No? My patients are going into HDU.
Power hasn't gone to our head at all.
That is quite a mini-me you've created, Naylor.
Let the GP have her fun.
I hear she just stabilized 3 lives, simultaneously.
Jack looks peeved. Malik looks down a stairwell before deciding to run upstairs. Meanwhile, a sheepish William's following Amy through a corridor. The nurse pushing her wheelchair walks away for a moment, and William, sensing an opportunity, creeps up behind her.
You're unrepugnant.
She backs away, throwing him a mystified look. Crushed, he shuffles off in a panic.
Thanks, team. Not even lunchtime yet.
Still a long way to go.
Yeah. As soon as we get the x-ray, we'll operate. Nancy, where is it?
Morag wakes up. Malik finds William in the stairwell.
I'm due in theatre with my boss in 30 minutes. Do you know that?
Billy, for you, I declare you're not my doctor anymore.
What? You're sacking me?
I'm discharging myself early. I'm sure it's not a rarity. It's clear from the body language of your colleagues that you're detested.
Early discharge. Fine by me.
Malik makes to leave, but William whimpers pathetically, forcing Malik to stay with him. In the Darwin Theatre...
Sorry, I
What can I
do? She's losing too much blood. We need to operate.
Just go.
No, I'm staying with it.
Sahira, it's Grace Harry Alter. Mara, listen to me. Listen to me. You have to stop moving. If you do not stop moving, that pole will rupture your aorta and you will die within minutes. It's this close. Don't move.
No.
Let's get her anaesthetized.
Stop.
I don't consent. I don't want you to operate.
Your arm must be really hurting. Let me fix it. Okay. How about I get another doctor to treat you? I'll page your colleague.
No!
To some nurses.
What's your problem? Move. What is it, mate? I won't tell anyone, I promise.
You mustn't tell the lady. I don't enjoy heights.
Okay, lift.
No! 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 I despise lifts! Despise lifts! What suggestion, doctor? What an impudent suggestion!
All right, no lifts. No lifts. It's cool, pal. I'm sorry, William. William P. Franks? It's cool.
I don't mind if you call me pal. I may well die up here. I wouldn't mind a facade in these deathly circumstances.
No facade. I'm your pal, okay? And I'm gonna get you down these stairs. Come on.
Malik gently helps William to his feet.
Doctor, the juices in my ears will spin.
Cover your ears. Close your eyes. You can trust me. It's all right. Just a few steps. A vertigo sufferer who doesn't like lifts. What are you like?
Lulu tends to a patient.
Well done. That was great. Look, I know what that must have sounded like.
Sounded like you admitting you were trying to help my competitor get the job.
Yes, I can see how that could be the interpretation.
I take it you know who my father is.
I have three young children. Please don't end my career.
You're not the first person to think I need a handicap. I've survived 6 years at medical school. No one sat idly by as I killed patients or anything.
And, just to quote back to you, we are being graded purely on the results of practical tests.
Yes.
And on the results alone, HR have been made aware.
Yes.
I'll need a copy of all test results. Thank you.
Okay. Right. Okay. Test study. Okay. Buzz in when you know the answer. 40-year-old woman, waves of excruciating pain, beginning in the flank and radiating inferiorly and anteriorly. Nausea.
Renal colic.
Any differentials?
UTI, pelvic inflammatory disease, appendicitis.
You still have a chance if we operate now. Surgery is your only hope.
I'll bleed out the second you touch it. I just want to see my kids one last time.
For what it's worth, I would have operated immediately.
But you can't wait. She can't, can she?
It's arguable the patient's not fit to consent.
Well, she's not. Look at her.
Just 20 minutes to see my girls.
Sahira scans the room.
Right. I need you to concentrate on maintaining her blood pressure, not questioning my judgment. We'll wait.
Dan approaches Chrissy, who's guarding William's bed.
The notoriously overworked NHS nurse.
I'm standing guard. Don't ask.
Are you sure she can be trusted not to peek?
Give my word. She's a lady.
I don't wish the list of ladies that have seen my hidden flesh to rival Byron.
I promise you, I won't let any ladies here catch a glimpse, all right? William, I can now announce that you are in a state of absolute discharge.
You're so neat. Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
Can I tell you a secret? I haven't had lots of girlfriends.
Neither have I.
A despicable lie.
It's the truth. Take it or leave it. I wouldn't lie to you.
My polyposis, it kills.
William, have you tried just talking to women? You don't need to write letters. Look, I'm sorry to have to ask, but how did you injure yourself, William?
I fell.
Fell? You sure?
Malik heads over to Chrissy.
Hey, where's Syke?
They're busy. Hanson's assembling theatre.
Right.
Is there somewhere I can get spruced up?
Okay, can you discharge Mr. Franks for me, please?
Malik looks over his shoulder at William, then heads off.
Where are my girls?
Nearly here. I don't know how much longer we can delay the operation. We're going to have to proceed very soon or not at all.
We need to proceed now.
5 minutes.
Right, team, 5 minutes.
No.
BP's dropping. 75 over 38. More units, please, Ahira. We need to move. She is losing blood faster than we can get it in.
5 minutes.
Oh, don't just stand there. Do your job and operate.
Do my job. My job. If you had done your job at the scene, she wouldn't be in this state. Get out of my theatre. Go!
As Jules storms off, Sahira reads Jack's frustration.
Right. I'm overruling the patient. Intubate her.
It's too late.
We are doing this operation now. Let's get a flat.
It's too late, Sahira. You waited, and now the patient's cardiac function has failed. She's got virtually no output, and without the BP to sustain her under anaesthetic, she's not getting it back. You should have operated when you had the chance.
In the toilets, Dan's drying his hands whilst William stands in front of a mirror adjusting his tie. Checking his reflection, Dan flicks his hair, then from the corner of his eye notices William mimicking his moves. Weirded out, Dan leaves the toilets. In the AAU, Sasha observes Shirley's abrupt manner with the patients and nurses.
I said keep still. Nurse! Stay there. Mr. Levy?
Right, that's one crying nurse, and Mr. Lawson has demanded that that bulldog doesn't speak to him again.
Right.
It's a shame that Dr. X Factor doesn't take into account horrendous personalities.
I've compiled full case history on Mrs. Wallace.
What, the silent lady?
We got chatting.
How did you manage that?
My USP. Daddy paid her.
That was HR. There's been a complaint made against your lack of impartiality in the selection process.
In the Darwin Theatre, Morag lies unconscious, the metal pole sticking out of her chest. Sahira's sitting on her own watching her when Jules enters.
How long?
Maybe half an hour.
Do we just wait? Or should we tell her daughters?
I don't know. You don't have to tell them anything, I'll do.
She was under this metal thing. Morag's like effing and blinding, and I just stood there.
I'm sure you did your best.
She picked the short straw out of me as a protege. Useless. Not great as first days go.
It's your first day.
If you don't mind, I'd like to break the news to the family.
It's done a nice job.
I'd like to take responsibility for something today.
What was I thinking, waiting for an X-ray?
Some people just freeze.
Hanson enters.
You enjoying day one?
One in five nurses made redundant, Henrik.
None of them was indispensable.
£50,000.
It's a worthy project.
I think Miss Naylor should take over the cardiac trauma unit, if you should wish to continue with it. It's understaffed. She's more experienced.
Very well. I see you've worked to the best of your medical ability.
It's too late to save her.
According to whom? You or Miss Naylor?
A half report, no good to me at all. Quick as you can.
Right, is there anything else I can do for you?
No, thank you.
OK, I'll come see you later then.
Do you know what? I want Lulu to win. There, I've said it.
Well, just give Lulu the job then.
On what merit?
For not doing everyone's head in.
This isn't a popularity contest.
Yeah, well, it should be. We spend most of our lives in this confined space that there is nothing wrong with hiring somebody just because they're tolerable. Trust me.
I know, but look, I promised HR a test. I can't suddenly move the goalpost now.
If only there was some test that Lulu would win for sure. Polo or something.
Eddie walks off, and an idea springs to Sasha's mind. He digs out a booklet, The Trust Equality Guidelines, compiled by Sir Fraser Anderson. Jack clocks nurses rushing into the Darwin Theatre. Entering, she finds Zahira about to operate on Morag.
I'm operating. I'm the nominal consultant here.
It's a bit late for your input now.
She's a lost cause.
She's still alive, isn't she?
She's as good as dead. You can't stick knives in a corpse just for the sake of it.
You think that this is a vanity project to me, don't you? I can save her.
Her BP is untenable. She won't survive the anaesthetic. Let her die in peace, not cut to ribbons, in a freak show.
Just give me some support.
Give your patient some dignity.
Intubation complete, preparing to open.
I was prepared to give this facility my full backing.
No, you weren't. My trial, my call. Unless, of course, you want to tell Hamilton that you've reneged on your duty.
In the Keller ward.
This is Mr. Malik, one of our young surgeons. He'll be joining us in theatre.
Malik sees William wandering around.
Excuse me, Mr. Hanson, a patient. One second.
Certainly. Follow me, please.
William's got some pastries.
What are you doing here?
I'm taking your advice. Where is she?
Amy was discharged.
She's gone.
A few minutes ago. I'm really sorry, mate.
The pastries.
Perhaps you'd like to share these amongst the nurses. There's only two, but they're quite big.
They'll love them.
Thanks for trying.
William walks off.
William. Before she left, she said, you had a nice smile. And nice eyes.
Heading off, Malik leaves the pastries on a table. As William makes his way out, he sees Amy being wheeled through a corridor. He hides behind a wall, and a nervous smile fills his face.
So, four incisions will be made, necessary to allow for the introduction of one trochar in the umbilicus. Mr. Malik, do you feel equipped to proceed with the first stage?
Absolutely.
Good. Proceed, ladies and gentlemen, please.
Excuse me.
Ah, thank you. Mr. Malik, a patient in your care has caused some difficulty on the ward. Ward sister has requested your intervention.
Inform the ward sister I'm about to enter theatre.
Okay.
Let us hope that the patient in question is not experiencing any difficulties which the doctor entrusted with his care would be best placed to deal with.
Malik seems torn. William's standing by Amy's bed.
Get that little freak away from me! Who does he think he is? Get out! Get out!
Amy, calm down, please.
You said you liked my smile.
Someone escort this gentleman out, please.
Just leave me alone. Get the freak out. He's freaking me out.
Hey, that's enough.
You said you'd gone.
You just wanted to say hello. There's no need for hysterics, all right? Listen, William, just...
Liar.
We should have waited for psych.
Look, can you ask Henson to wait? I'll be a couple of minutes. Please, Chris.
Malik finds William in the staff room.
You mustn't take what a woman said personally.
Mustn't I? Must I? You lied to me. You said she'd gone. You said she liked my smile. You bully. You big liar.
Sorry.
You're not a healthcare professional. Regard your lack of care at once. Regard your lies.
Fine. I failed.
You pretended to be my friend. You're a bully.
Look, I've missed enough theatre time as it is, all right?
Mr. Malik, see?
No!
William grabs a kitchen knife and plunges it into his stomach.
Don't leave me, my friend.
Please sit down. Make yourself comfortable. Now, I'm aware that someone here, I'm not naming names, is concerned that impartial process is not being observed. I have to assure you this is not the case. My notes on today's practical interview will be made available to HR for scrutiny. Right, final tiebreaker. 30 minutes, a test on the trust to quality policy.
Lulu suppresses a smile.
Okay, ready? Question one.
Is theatre prepped?
Uncle Surgeon's been paged.
Don't. You're embarrassing him. He doesn't like being exposed.
You better get to the theatre. Hanson's waiting for you.
Tell Hanson I'm busy.
In Darwin Theatre.
Wow. That's very close to the aorta.
Too close. The valve will rupture when you remove the pole.
OK. Get ready, everyone. Swap.
Sahira gets ready to remove the pole. Outside the theatre, Jules is sitting on her own, tears streaming down her face. Sahira starts to remove the thick metal pole from Morag's chest. Jules paces around outside. As Sahira carefully dislodges the pole, the last 2 inches slip out a touch too fast and she looks up with concern at Jack. The pole's now completely out and Jack's cold, unflinching stare turns to surprise.
The aorta's holding.
It's holding.
Swabs, swabs.
Blood starts gushing out of the wound. Outside, Jules listens in, powerless. Eyes filled with tears, she walks off dejectedly down the corridor.
She's bleeding out, her BP's through the floor. Swabs. What are you going to do?
OK, we'll suture as best we can. We must clamp the aorta.
If we clamp the aorta, it'll compromise cerebral perfusion. She'll be brain dead. Look, Sahira, you tried. Just give it up. Let's close her up.
Prepare to clamp the aorta. We'll clamp either side of the aortic tear. Keep her pressure to mean 60.
Greg's talking with two teenage girls when he sees Jules approaching.
Jules, is it?
Morag's daughter is obviously very upset. I hear you want to speak with them?
Right.
I think they could just do with some clarity. You were on the shout with their mum, right?
I know. I froze. It's okay. They train us to speak to the relatives. I'm on it.
No one's going to force you.
The girls look towards Jules.
Could you just tell them I did try my best?
Yeah.
Jules walks away.
Your independent adjudicator says Lulu, 19. Bulldog, 20. Nice one, Sasha.
They both look into the AAU to see Shirley telling off a nurse. Sasha discreetly reaches for the exam papers as Eddie pushes a red pen towards him.
What was he thinking? Perhaps I should have waited for the psych referral. Suction. Come on, William.
Patient's close to bleeding out. He's 80 over 55.
I can barely see a thing. No. A consultant should take over.
He trusted you.
Well, no, he did. And I just palmed him off and lied to his face.
So fix it, then.
With newfound determination, Malik nods, then carries on trying to stop the bleeding. In the Darwin Theatre...
Clamps both hold and increase the flow. Scissors moving quickly. Suction. Graft, please, 3-0 proline.
Working fast, Sahira exchanges a tense look with Jack.
I can fix the aorta from here.
We've reached a decision.
I'm a fast learner, and I'm hungry. I will be here every day. You know, I know how to run a tight ship. I can make improvements here. You need someone like me here. God, just give me the job. I'm better than her.
I'm afraid we've decided to offer the job to the other candidate.
I see.
Please, don't be upset. It was so, so tight.
Yeah, I know how things work.
There were just unforeseen circumstances.
Yeah, one of her connections put her in the running.
No.
I know her type. Right, public schools, uncles on the board. I spent 6 years at med school surrounded by them.
That's why I insisted on a transparent trial.
But it was my job! You know, I work so hard.
Malik bursts into the Keller Theatre. It's empty, save for Hansen.
You failed to arrive for my theatre.
A patient's less exciting operation had to take precedence.
Are you a martyr?
No, I just...
The injury was self-inflicted with a piece of cutlery, I believe.
Yeah.
So is there a case for saying that the injury might have been avoided had a psychiatric referral been sought for the patient?
You know how long it takes for a psych nurse to show up these days. Listen, I do realise how serious this is. And yeah, I could have handled the case a lot better.
Learn to make humility a habit, will you? Consultants don't exist to undertake exciting cases. In fact, their primary function is to take responsibility for the dull ones.
I do have my reasons for wanting to get in your surgery. Thinking of my patients in those terms isn't one of them.
Devastated, Malik leaves, unaware of Hansen smiling warmly after him. Entering the Darwin locker room, Sahira smiles to herself. Jack appears behind her.
You did well today. It was a team effort.
Greg enters.
You pick your moments to shine, don't you?
Hey, I'm sorry about snapping earlier. I must have sounded like a total monster.
Better watch out, Naylor. You'll be the only senior staff member without a niche soon.
It was a team effort.
Glad it's not gone to your head. There's already rumours going around about you making a paramedic resign.
Sahira shoots a confused look at Jack, then goes outside and catches Jules walking away from the hospital.
Jules! What are you resigning for?
I'm just thinking about it.
Oh, forget it. Look, I panicked. I was stressed. I had no right. Come on, don't do this. I'm not going to be able to sleep at night. Morag survived. It's over.
Really?
Yeah. We saved her.
I watched you in surgery. You love it, don't you? I don't have that in me.
Come on, with a bit of practice, you'll be fab.
Would you want me treating your kids? Be happy for me. I find something I'm good at.
Jules walks off. Recovering in bed, William watches a man bringing Amy flowers.
You okay?
I've just had an operation. You tell me, doctor. I know a good pub. We could go tomorrow or another day.
Sure we can. Just so you know, a guy from the psych team will be paying you a visit.
No, I hate them.
You can't go around here stabbing yourself.
I won't speak to them.
Fair enough. I'll wait here till you're ready, then.
With a smile, Chrissy watches Malik grabbing William's book and settling into a chair at his bedside. Shirley slams the door to the AAU office and steps into a lift. She stares at a guilt-ridden Sasha until the doors close. Then a beaming Lulu appears.
A bulldog makes a lovely pet. In your face, yapping, every day. Come on.
Sasha's face fills with doubt.
Well, your performance went some way to remind me of the skill I once perceived. Do not let the smog descend again.
Miss Naylor was central to today's success. I had to make that clear. So, can we continue with the trial?
Unless Miss Naylor has any concerns.
Not as yet.
Good. Continue.
Thank you.
Don't try and join in. No one likes the boss.
Mind your backs, coming through.
A new patient is wheeled in.
Alt, BP 80 over 40, pulse 125.